Love Effing Works, Episode 8.
Welcome to Love Effing Works. Here's your host, Dan Butler, with another installment of Love to Motivate, Challenge, and Inspire.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Dan Butler, and I wanted to thank you for listening today. Today is a special day because I wanted to give you some insight, some strategies on how to love yourself more. You know, love can be defined in many ways. And my thought is that if you can find multiple pathways to feeling love in your life, that you'd be more successful in having more love in your life, right? You know, I usually start out a moment and I think, like I'm thinking right now, is how can I create more love in this moment right now? It's a constant question that I keep asking over and over and over again. It's quite much like an affirmation. And so I wanted to answer a couple of questions. You know, number one, why does love effing work for me? And hopefully that'll answer the question that why should love effing work for you? But also get into a little bit of how and start to develop some strategies that can start to bring more love in your life. So why does love effing work for me? Well, it's because I consciously choose to have love as a major moving towards emotion in my life. I used to be a recipient of love. I used to be going from relationship to relationship, searching for love and trying to extract love from those relationships. After I realized that, you know, it's not about somebody or someone, that you need someone else to get love from. It's actually something you don't have to search very far for. The key is you've got to ultimately understand what it is that you are looking for. About 18 years ago, I lost my mom. And I lost my mom to cancer, and it was probably one of the most horrific things that could ever happen, has ever happened in my life. In the course of 6 weeks, she was diagnosed and passed away due to cancer. And that left a huge void in my life, something that took me many months and if not years to recover from. See, what I had realized is that my mother was my only source for unconditional love in my life. No matter what I did, no matter how I showed up in life, she was always there with a smile and an attaboy or some scolding if I needed it, frankly. And so that source, when she had passed, was now gone. Now, some of the things that I felt were anger, sadness, and grief to the heights and levels that I'd never experienced before in my life. The death of my mom really helped me get on a path to understand what love was, but not only what love was, but what emotions I'm feeling in my life. So my view of love comes from what I feel. It feels in the center of my being. What people feel is, you know, emotions, right? And there are many emotions, and we most certainly need to expand our range of them and understand how they're created in our life so we can replicate them. They're very simply just patterns that we rerun in our brains. And what I've come to realize and come to notice in society today, people are not experiencing a very broad range of emotion. You know, it's my belief that if you try to squash sadness or try to squash depression or try to squash anger, that you also squash the amount of love that you can feel, the amount of happiness you can feel, the amount of excited that you can feel. Really, what my ultimate purpose here for you today is that I just want you to start to get to feel what it is that you are feeling. And it, again, is my belief that if you can expand your range of emotions, you can expand the quality and richness of your life. It's okay to feel. I also believe that if we can find the keys to love, I think it becomes a lot easier to find the keys to other emotions because it sets the benchmark. It sets the standard for what it is that you want to attain. For goals and dreams in, say, mindset and physical vitality and finance and relationships. I've taken a long, hard look at what love is for me. And I don't ever want to profess to tell you what love is for you. You know, I've found patterns and systems and strategies that work for me. And honestly, I'm kind of new at getting this out. So, you know, maybe let's try this on for size and maybe you can help define love for yourself here. For me, love can be found doing anything, anywhere, with anyone, at any time. As a matter of fact, I'm devoting the remainder of my life by eliminating things I don't love. That might sound kind of daunting or arrogant, but it's one of my primary drives, is that I've spent a bunch of time in my life doing shit I hate. So why not consciously put my efforts towards stuff that I love so that nobody has to go through that feeling of being stuck in a dead-end job or a job that is uninspiring and loathsome and stuck in a relationship and not earning enough money to get to their dreams? The fact is that I found a way to create love in an instant. Because I found so many pathways to it, my reference back to love becomes a lot easier. Because I know what the feelings are, I know what the pathways, the strategies, and the methods that work for me. I could literally be in a cardboard box and still feel love for myself and grateful for my living. It's not something that comes externally for me, it's pure internal, based on my thoughts, beliefs, and values. As long as I have my mind, love will continuously flow through me, and hopefully be a source of love for myself, my friends, my family, and hopefully you. So today, I thought I'd take a few minutes and give you a couple of different strategies of how I love myself. And maybe this might inspire you in some way to take action towards loving your very own self. You know, it's really easy to skip over that word, yourself. But maybe you can take just a couple of seconds and understand that word, that phrase, yourself. Because that's what we're after here. We're after the driving force that what makes you love more in your life so you can create the life you'll love. So if you don't mind today, I'd like to give you a couple of quick strategies that you can take and use for, say, the next 7 days and see how they work for you. Try them on. See how they fit. See what results you get. And then maybe at the end, give me some feedback. Say, Dan, that didn't work worth crap. Or, man, my life really changed. So what are some of the things that I do that are most important to me, that make me feel love on a daily basis? Well, number one is that I know that I am love. Love starts within me. You know, my mom always used to say, who's the most important person in the whole wide world? And the answer was you. She also used to tell me that I have two chances to meet myself eye to eye every day. Once in the morning in the mirror after I wake up, and the other when I go to bed. You have those chances to look at yourself and tell yourself that you love you. It was one of the most important lessons I think I've learned from her, but I never discovered until years after her death. You have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror, and every time you look at it, every time you look at you, love what you see. You know, we're always quick to also tell other people that, hey man, I love you. But have you ever looked in the mirror and just looked in the mirror and said, I love you? I've done that every day for years. It's a ritual. And, you know, there's nothing greater than self-love. It's self-confidence and self-worth at its pinnacle. So try that on. See if you can do that for 7 days. Every time you look in the mirror, tell yourself, I love you. What else do I do to feel love? I mean, I'm addicted to flow. If I don't feel flow in life and energy around me, I get kind of scaly, itchy, like something's just not right. So in order to keep that flow, I make sure I hydrate. And I drink at least 48 ounces of water per day. Now you're saying, Dan, really? Is this how you feel, love? Well, there's multiple reasons for this. If I feel sluggish in the morning, I start to get kind of depressed, and I don't like to feel that. So I know that water is very powerful in the body, in what it can do with your cells, and it creates flow on many levels. Externally, it fills the cells and makes your skin feel full and radiant. And with more water in your system, you feel more alert and have better focus and feel more attractive. Internally, it helps blood circulate. And when you can circulate blood faster, you get more oxygen to different parts of the body. It helps the flow of energy throughout the body. It fills the cells and helps conductivity of energy throughout the body. Just drinking adequate water can be transformative in your life. One of the rules of thumb that I use for drinking water is this. I drink half my body weight in ounces. So I weigh 200 pounds. I drink 100 ounces. So I don't necessarily get to 100 ounces every day, but I do drink at least 50 ounces a day. If I don't drink 50 ounces a day, I'm back to that sluggish, low energy state. A great resource for water is a book by Dr. Batman Jevish. The book's title is called The Body's Many Cries for Water, and he goes into much detail about his experiences with water. If you simply adjust your intake in water, it can do magical things. You know, it can lead to a pain-free life. It can naturally prevent and reverse conditions such as asthma, allergies, and naturally eliminate pains like back pain, arthritis, headaches. So I encourage you to get this book because it's really informative on so many levels. What else do I do to feel love? Well, I make sure I eat healthy. This may sound like a really big duh, no-brainer, Dan, but have you ever really studied what you need to survive? I've taken a really hard look at my own diet years ago due to some health problems, and I had to make some really hard choices. I try to eat raw, organic, uncooked food whenever possible. There's a lot of things about MGO and where your food source comes from, and I really kind of subscribe to that. Much like what I put into my emotional life, I'm trying to avoid all the things that are negative and don't serve me. Now, I'm not a devout vegetarian by any means, but I also don't go out of my way to eat meat. Yeah, I like some fish and chicken. Again, I go with what I feel I like eating. I always eat light, but I'm also not militant about what I eat. I do have SAG days just like you, where I snack and have ice cream. You know, a pint of Ben and Jerry's can go a long way for happiness and love. But 90% of the time, I'm eating healthy. And I'd encourage you to start looking at the things that you eat and how they make you feel. You know, it was many years ago that I took my kids to McDonald's, and they wanted hamburgers and french fries. And when we got there and had them, and about 15 minutes later, my kids were sick. And it's not to bash McDonald's. I'm sure they have some fine food, but it wasn't just us. It wasn't just them. It was my wife, too. We felt sluggish. We felt sick to our stomachs. And we knew that it wasn't the most healthy food that we had just eaten. That's kind of a dramatic example, but I encourage you, again, to take a look at the foods that you eat and your body's reaction to them afterwards. Does it keep high energy? Does it set low energy? Take a look closer at the high energy foods that you eat. You know, Love Effing Works is all about emotions and feeling. And it's time to develop those feelings and that sensory acuity to understand all the inner workings of your own body so that you can create that life that you'll love. Next, eating and sleeping are directly related in my life. I make sure I don't eat within 2 hours of sleeping. Why? Well, it takes an average between 2 and 4 hours for you to digest your food. If you eat right before you go to bed, you're going to be spending that first quarter to half of the time that you're supposed to be sleeping digesting food instead of resting your body. As a result, you're going to be groggy. And when you wake up, you're going to need what? That cup of coffee, which, by the way, is a dehydrator. So now you're tired, you're groggy, and you need hydration. You need a pick-me-up. So simply making sure you don't eat close to your sleeping time can be completely transformative. So if you'd be willing to take on, say, a 7 or a 10 or a 30-day challenge from this podcast here, I'd love to know how it goes for you. I could go on with a bunch of other tips, but I just wanted to give you some core examples of what I do in my life and tips on how you can start a pathway to vital energy, flow, and true love for yourself. If you have any questions or comments and can give me any feedback on how you're doing with this, please feel free to email me directly. It's dan@loveeffingworks.com. That's loveeffingworks.com. For any comments, or you can leave comments on our Facebook page. I'd appreciate it. Come check in. Let me know how you're doing. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again next week with another amazing episode.